code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on. So elusive, you to see that it ain't enough, baby, to bridge the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances, 100 miles long. There's a cold of silence, and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. On Friday the 23rd of May 2008. Newcomers are always coming in, of all age groups, and I suggest they go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and look through all of the previous shows I've done and listen whenever you get the chance to the different bits and pieces that help to build up the big picture as to where we've come from, how we've got to where we are today, and where we're all going, according to our master's decree, because that's what it is. We're under a new type of feudal system with new feudal overlords, and they've been there for a long time, the ultra-wealthy, ultra-elites that have created their new world order. And the last ones to understand what's going on are all the little people at the bottom. That's by design. Also look into Alan Watt's sentinel.eu, where you can download transcripts and print them up in the various languages of Europe. It's just incredible that the news is coming out now is so legalistic. And by that I mean they're telling the public, at least the ones that want to think and know, where they're taking us. They're so blatant and arrogant today. It doesn't surprise me, because when you've dehumanized a world society through the same kind of debasing education, when you've tossed out all the religions out the window and declared that a new secular scientific Darwinism is God, then you're on the road to horror. Because when man thinks he's God, anything will be made to happen. And unfortunately, it's already happening. We've watched society plummet moralistically, socially, interactions with each other for the last 50 years. And we always say to ourselves, how far can it go? And believe you me, in hell there's no bottom. And that's where the big boys are taking us. And as I say now, they're telling you where they plan to take you and what they plan to do with all the useless eaters. The useless eaters being all those that at one time would belong to an industrial society and have jobs in factories and so on. Or they'd be working on farms, but they don't have those jobs anymore. It's all done elsewhere. So we've all to go down down the big tube, down the sink, gradually until there's none of us left. And whoever in this upcoming society in the future gets born will have permission to be born, to serve the world state, the perfect slave. That's what it's all about. A Darwinistic social order where the survival of the fittest is rule, is king, and those at the top who basically own, 6,000 families own all the resources of the planet. They own the financial markets of the planet. It's their world. They think they can do it as they want to. And really there's nothing to stop them, because except for the will of the people, and that's what they're trying to demolish. Back with more after the foreign messages.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth. 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
Hi folks, this is Alan Watt cutting through the matrix. I'm trying to keep a frog out of my throat. The reason there's so many frogs about is because we've had so much rain up here this last few weeks. They're all over the place. I can't believe some of these shows where they say, what's happened to the frogs? They've disappeared. Well, they've all moved up here. There's billions of them. They're hopping all over the place. That's what's happened to them. But to get back with my story tonight, and I've mentioned it before about how a society was to be created where they wouldn't mind having all their data known and shared by everyone else. A society where you've really robbed the public of their survival capabilities. And that's what you see when that happens. People don't care. They'll give their name, their address, and their phone numbers to anyone that asks them, or their social insurance numbers. I've seen them do it at checkout counters. They do it automatically, like robots. And that means that they've lost their survival capabilities. It took a lot of training and work through surreptitious means to get them to that stage, but it's been very effective. And now that they have the public at that stage and sharing all their whole life with the world on Facebook and all the rest of it, the Home Office in Britain, the Home Office is a big government office. They call it the Home Office, Domestic Affairs. But it's for the whole British Commonwealth, too. That's all the Commonwealth countries, including Canada. But it also means that this has been done in the U.S. as well because they have a special relationship with America, as they're fond of telling us. That means that MI6, MI5, and the CIA are totally integrated, you see. And this is from the Telegraph on the 20th of May 2008. I've referred to this before, but I'm going to read it out again to see if it really penetrates to the people's minds and what's actually happening. It says here, Home Office plans to create Big Brother database for phones, or phone calls, emails, and web use. The Home Office will create a database to store the details of every phone call made, every phone call made, every email sent, and every web page visited by British citizens in the previous year. Under plans currently under discussion, it has emerged. The government wants to create the system to fight terrorism and crime, because, you see, you might be a potential terrorist. You might have terroristic thoughts at times. You might get angry at government officials and all that kind of stuff. You're really a terrorist, a secret terrorist, and you don't know it. You might wake up from a dream one morning and just go crazy, bananas. The police and security services believe it will make it easier to access important data as communications become more complex. Telecom firms and internet service providers have already been approached, of course they have years ago, by the Home Office, which would be given customer records if the plans were realised. Now, it was already being discussed by the Channel 4 team in Britain a couple of years ago that MI5 and MI6 had put black boxes in every service provider's system a few years ago. So they already have all this stuff in up and working. This is really for public consumption, this stuff. This to get us to acquiesce to it, to accept it like good slaves. That's why they're telling us this. The security services and police would then be able to access records for any individual over the previous 12 months by gaining permission through the courts. Now, there's no courts going to be involved in any of this, and that's also rather obvious. The plans will raise concern from data protection and civil liberty campaigners and fuel objections to the perceived rise of a Big Brother state. There will be worries about the Home Office's ability to safeguard the data from loss or theft after recent incidents, such as when the child benefit information of every family in Britain with a child under 16 were mislaid. There will also be doubts about its capacity to manage such a large volume of information. About 57 billion text messages were sent in Britain last year, while an estimated 3 billion emails are sent every day. Since last October, telecom companies have been required to keep records of phone calls and text messages for 12 months. The plans are being considered for inclusion in the draft communications bill to be published later this year. They are in the early stage and yet to be passed to the ministers. A Home Office spokesman said the move was needed to reflect changes in communication that would increasingly undermine our current capabilities to obtain communications data and use it to protect the public. So the public have to be spied on to protect the public, which means they don't have much faith in you at all. Really, no faith whatsoever, eh? But just like Orwell's 84, you might not know that you're a terrorist. It might come as news to you. And you'll need the experts to actually find out and tell you. And then you'll be so grateful. So grateful. And isn't it amazing how you can give this information out to people that you know who live in TV world when they tune in every day and get their downloading of trivia, indoctrination, and political correctness. And you can give it to them and it just bounces off them because they really believe it does not concern them. Those people are gone. They are gone. They are the dead. They're the walking dead. And people have been complaining for years that you can't wake them up. And I agree. There's no point in trying to wake them up. The amount of information you can gather and pass on has to be given out to the right people. Don't waste your energy on the walking dead. Because as soon as they agree with you, they'll be back into the television and just gone into la-la land. It triggers them. They go into la-la land. If that TV comes on with the regular shows, the world must be just okie-dokie, just fine, just swell, as they used to say. And you'll be called a raving lunatic for talking about stuff that makes them so uneasy. They don't like to be uneasy. an egosyntonic society has been created where they will always avoid pain, any kind of pain, that's emotional pain too, and seek pleasure. That was pushed from the 50s onwards, from Tavistock and its minions, and it's never ceased. Most people truly will look for any escape from pain, mental pain and discomfort, and seek pleasure, anything to distract them for another half hour or an hour on television so they can laugh. That's why you have canned laughter on these TV comedies. Canned laughter gives you a Pavlovian response. So you're being insulted when they switch on the canned laughter, and you automatically laugh because you hear it. You're just like Pavlov's dogs. Very simple. But that's what most folk will go for. You didn't have to be told when to laugh. Now, there's one caller online already, and it's not Sol Invictus, it's Hella Invictus. So, are you there online, caller? Hello? Hello? Nope. He's not on the line. You're that the engineer's not there. So continue, as I say, with what I'm talking about, this, all this homeland security, etc., etc. It's just burgeoning into the open, and the people don't know what's going on. They don't want to know what's going on. The ones who do are almost over-educated in this area, and they don't know who to share it with. They feel tremendously alone, and they generally also isolate themselves from people they know because they don't really know either. And they think you're a weirdo, why can't you just be happy and content like everyone else? That's what they'll tell you. It's, as I say, it's roll time. It's roll time when you see man rising to the position of godhood. And I would not be surprised if one day one of these big organizations at the top actually elects a human god, the top of the tree. And you have lesser gods, just like the ancient times they had lesser gods as well. And I'm not kidding, because it's been done before. Ancient Greece and ancient Rome, every emperor was a god. And he had statues built. And if you couldn't get the real thing, the living human being, you could always get a facsimile to pray to. And people did that. They prayed to them as gods. Even in the Christian societies in the Middle Ages, like King James, or the King James Bible fame, people would actually ask to come up and touch his cloak, because they still believed that he was like a god. And if they were sick or whatever, they'd be magically cured. It seems to be an innate thing with human beings, this need to deify other human beings. I've always said I would never deify anyone that has to go to the bathroom like me. Maybe when they stop doing that, I might start thinking about it. But until then, I'll keep my points of view. So we're in a world of secular humanism, basically, where the economy takes precedence over people. It takes precedence over what we used to have as sacred rights of life for ourselves. The right to food, shelter, clothing, and so on. Today, that's all gone. You're literally written down in the books of economics as your value to a system, this present existing system. And if you don't have a purpose, they truly don't want you around. We've now got bigwigs and professors coming out of universities with their statistics and their studies telling us that the lower classes have poor IQ levels. They're like stupid, you see. That would never have happened back in the 60s and 70s. Those professors would be toughed right out. We're seeing the rise of elitism, and it's in your face today. And it's time we started getting back to these guys rather sharpish and quickly before they go the next step down this road. Back with more after these messages.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi folks, this is Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix and talking to the choir to an extent. However, we have to talk to each other, because believe you me, it's only when you keep your own sanity as you collect this kind of data and you digest it and you understand the import of it. We have to know what's happening. It's very, very important to know what's happening, because whatever happens, we will go through hell, and some of us will come through the other side. These big boys at the top cannot keep such a secular system going forever. In ancient times, when they tried it, they ended up slaughtering each other and slaughtering a lot of the peasantry along the way too, mind you. And I've no doubt it'll happen again, because psychopaths tend to repeat the same things over and over. They can't help themselves. That's just facts of history. But it doesn't help the little people at the bottom, because they get stamped in the mud when the titans start fighting, especially with all their high-tech weaponry. Now, I'm going to try to get that caller again. He's still on the line. So, are you there, caller?
Yes, sir.
Yes, go ahead.
You know me. It's Vic from Hella.
I do. I Hella, yeah.
Yeah, planet Earth here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a terrorist and didn't know it.
That's right.
Everything you were saying pertains to exactly what I went through. I have a story to tell your people. Normally, I have a lot of questions for you. Now, I have something to say. Mm-hmm. I just got locked up for the last 2 weeks. I just got out of county jail.
Uh-huh.
The charge was simple battery, because I threw a slice of a tomato at my dad.
Uh-huh.
The guy who's been abusing me my whole life, I threw a tomato at him, finally, and he got simple battery.
Mm-hmm.
My grandparents, with whom I live with, would have came and got me. guess why they left me there to rot?
Mm-hmm.
Because of talking about the truth.
Huh?
I'm on the phone with my grandmother. I'm like, I thought you guys loved me. Do you know how bad this is? This is torture. They feed us pig slop. They're treating me like a maggot. I might get raped. I might get killed. Can you please get me out? You know what she said? She said you're a totally different person for the last 2 years. That's because that's when I woke up.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And they were leaving me in there.
To teach you a lesson.
This is real. And when they were arresting me, my grandfather is talking to the police officer, and he's saying to him, yeah, in addition to this, he's into all that Illuminati, conspiracy, anti-government stuff.
Uh-huh.
My own grandfather snitched me out.
Yes.
To the cops.
Yeah.
We are in 1984 right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a joke. Fuck a FEMA camp. I just did 2 weeks in county, dressed out head to toe in an orange jumpsuit chained to people.
Mm-hmm.
For thought crime, for being a free thinker, for speaking the truth to my family. It causes so much drama, so much conflict within my own household.
Mm-hmm. And that's where I've
that's been why they left me in there. And they would have continued to leave me in there. I would still be there if it wasn't for this angel that came and bonded me out, whom I met at a 9/11 truth meeting.
Yeah.
She bonded me out. My family would still have me in there, but she got me out yesterday. I just did 2 weeks for being a thought criminal. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. I was just locked up.
You're not the only one. I get calls from people in similar circumstances who have been turned in by their relatives. And that's becoming more and more frequent now, so you're quite
and,
right.
And it's amazing that it happened, Alan, because the stuff you're talking about, just it goes like that. It absolutely, you know, you think, oh, that's it. Even in your own head when you know the truth, you're like, well, that's a few years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even need New World Order cops.
Yep.
They don't need these robots or half-breeding, you know, lions and humans, whatever, psychopaths. They don't need them because your own family will turn you in for being a thought criminal.
They will?
My whole neighborhood thinks I'm crazy because I dropped off. You know what I did? I printed out one of your transcripts,
mm-hmm.
and I wrapped it up in a pink bow, and I put it on everybody's front porch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it wrapped in a really pretty, frilly pink bow for my whole neighborhood, and it was where you were talking about the you know, where they split up the tribe and how neighborhoods don't look out for each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody knows their neighbors' names anymore.
Yep.
You know, there's no sense of community, no family. So I did that to maybe unite at least that one street.
Mm-hmm.
But because I titled it, guess who Britney Spears is fucking?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that's what Fox News promotes and that's what the tabloids promote.
Oh, sure they do.
All I got in return was, oh, my God, my kids can read. And they read the word fuck. And they didn't even read the rest of it.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm trying to do a positive thing here, and all I got was negativity. So this is the world we're living in. So
it
the
is.
Whole neighborhood probably thinks I deserve to be in jail.
Here's the problem, too. The problem is we've had the Pentagon in the U.S. and the Korean taxpayer funding these anti-terrorist dramas that are all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And the average Joe is sitting watching this stuff every night. They get hooked into the drama. They get hooked into the human story. And they're being brainwashed quite easily, and they lap it up, and now they're starting to actually emulate, mimic what they see. They're turning in their own relatives when they hear them use these terms, these phrases, these little comments that they're making. You must have something wrong with you. You're anti-government.
Absolutely.
And I've been telling people for years, be careful, be very careful, because it's always those that you know who turn on you and turn you in. Yeah.
That is the most amazing part of it, because I've been, you know, scared of monitoring and CIA and cameras and guns, and you don't even need that.
No.
Your family and friends will turn you in for knowing the truth.
That's right.
So you, how do we balance this, Alan? Like, you know, when you know the truth,
mm-hmm.
how do you balance, you know, talking to people that could be effective or talking to the dead? How do you know? You know, how do you judge it? Like, when you talk to somebody, what do you say first off?
I'll say simple things.
Make sure they're not going to be an enemy.
Very, very simple things. Just a couple of sentences generally tells you where their headspace is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't waste my time on them if there's nothing. If there's no light in the eyes, I don't waste my time.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't afford it these days. But also, I separate from relatives. Hang on the line. I'll be back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hi folks, this is Alan Watt cutting through the matrix, and I think we've still got our ex-prisoner on the line here, the man that was turned in by his own relatives and left to deteriorate in a hellhole of a prison there.
Yes, sir.
Until he saw the light and the error of his ways.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Arrest, apparently that means arrest from what you were previously doing.
Yes,
just
right.
Talking too much.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious if you have, I know you've addressed this, but I would just like at the moment a comment about it. When you encounter people or you know people that know what's going on, they know what's up, and their conclusion is, dude, you can't do anything about it, so just shut up and go make money, get a girlfriend, relax, forget about spreading this truth bullshit, stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like, what do you say to these people that, you know, that they know the agenda, but they're still, their conclusion of it is, you're so small, and it is the truth. I don't have an army. You don't have an army.
Yeah, yeah. What it is, I just forget them all altogether, because they're the same. They'll also turn you in, those same
yeah.
people. They play safe. They always play safe right to the bitter end, and when the bitter end is coming upon them, they'll go into a state of shock and disbelief.
Yeah,
because each one of them thinks it's a long-term agenda, and it'll be worse after I'm dead. They all seem to think that. They live.
Yeah.
They're very optimistic in that regard.
Oh yeah, I have friends that say, you know, that there's nothing you can do about it. Never can, never will. So just live your life. Basically, be selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares about it? And it is so overpowering. I mean, you realize they've been planning this for centuries.
Yes.
You got to remember,
so really, I actually want to know this, Alan, in your head, because you know how deep it goes, like the depths from, you know, from history, all the hidden stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if they've been planning things and they have it, the world that organized, even from space, these scalar weapons and nuclear satellites and everything, you know, all that, then and diseases they can let loose, what motivates you? Why is it you do what you do? Because could we ever really have an effect? Won't our even names be wiped out from the history books?
It's very possible, but here's the thing. We forget that see, we've never ever had such a recent time in history as we have had where we had any rights at all. Having rights is a recent phenomena. In the 1700s, you had no, up until then, no one had any rights. The king granted rights, and
right.
The king made sure there was a rigid structure, and any lord across Europe, right into the 1700s, could slaughter any peasant, which they called a villain, for any reason, even a bad mood or a bad hair day, and get away with it. There was no laws on any books to punish that man.
Right.
And so you've only had a very short period of time that came at the sacrifice of many, many men to get rights at all, and they were right up into even the labor unions to get decent working wages, etc., so you could buy those cars and have a decent home for the first time in your life. So it's happened before where people have, and although it takes a time for this big locomotive to
wait, so that actually happened by the people? I thought that was just a joke of the American experiment, was just to tell people they had rights when they didn't.
Oh, the people themselves fought for them. They fought the Rockefellers. They did have armed conflicts, and the Rockefellers did turn out militias and gun down hundreds of families. That happened in the United States, but it did not stop the people who kept coming back in different guises, different forms, and pushing. And it really was that, it's really that phenomenon they're pushing against at the top now to stop it from going any further. But so it's happened before where people can gradually, over a long period of time, start gaining rights. And so even though we seem to be under such intense weaponry today, psychological threats, and goodness knows what else they're doing to us, there's always that hope. Now, I've never said that we could save the system. I don't want to save a system that is totally corrupt.
No doubt.
You can't do it.
No.
It's like the Tower of Babylon is held together by Band-Aid. It's so broken. You can't put any more Band-Aids on it and keep the same corruption in existence. Whatever happens is some of us will come through, and all we can do is keep and retain memory and teach another generation after we come through it so that this will not be repeated again.
Do you actually believe that that's possible? Do you actually believe that that's possible? Because
yes.
It seems that the way they've organized it is that they're going to be robots and they're going to assassinate everyone who is not a literal robot.
Yeah, we will definitely go through a hell of a hard time, but not everyone will go under, not everyone will get caught and succumb.
So you think there's certain mountains or pastures where you can have a safe haven?
Yes,
somewhere.
Yeah, there are. And there's no doubt about it. You can train yourself too. You can train your thoughts so that you cannot be detected in certain places. And
I would love that. I'm actually, what's concerning me, it's like a double-edged sword you talk about on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
They already know my name and everything I do, my MySpace page, my email, my phone number.
Yeah.
They're studying who I am right now because I just called you.
Of course.
So what the hell do I do with that? Like, it's like, you communicate with people by these means, but yet you don't want to be noticed, but I'm already on the list, whatever they call
it. Yeah, if we're on the list, it's very possible.
Everybody who calls your show is probably on the list.
Yeah, it's very possible. We'll all get wiped out. But there again, the amount of people you've touched and taught already will go through unscathed. And it might be up to them eventually to carry on to the next level. Who knows?
Yeah.
But the fact is we all have to carry this torch, and in some ways we have no option. Some of us have no option here.
Yeah.
We
there
definitely
was somebody,
have a destiny to fulfill here.
Yeah. There was somebody I was talking to on my forum that I have, and they were basically like, teach the children, because we're through. Like, they got it set up for us. Like, if you have any hope, don't even bother waking up people, even over 30. Just talk to kids. Like little kids, say, forget what you're learning in school. This is what's going on, because they're the hope. So basically, we're sacrificing our own life.
Yeah, and that's the way it is. You can only give it to those who still have the fire in them. They still know what right and wrong is. It's an innate thing. Knowing what's right and wrong is innate. I'm not talking about cultural new normals or political correctness. We all know what's right and wrong, and children see it very clearly, clearly.
Before the world has been indoctrinated yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of like the movie 300. Have you seen it?
Not yet, no.
Please watch it. It's about the Spartans. I know you've talked about the Spartans defeating the Persians.
Mm-hmm.
With their really small army, they knew they were sacrificing their lives, just 300 guys against an empire, and it was in the name of freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, and hang in there.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, Alan. Have a good night.
Bye now. Bye-bye. I've got Dave from Calgary on the line. Are you there, Dave?
Hey, you there?
Hello.
How you doing?
Not so bad.
Well, I was just calling in about your last caller, about him being thrown in the clink and all the rest of it, and his grandfather was the one who basically called the cops.
Mm-hmm.
You've basically enlightened me about 10 years ago. I'm a first-time caller to your show, and I will be buying your books, but it would be nice. You gave a talk, I think it was on God Box Radio or with Sweet Liberty, probably about 9 or 8 years ago, and you were talking about gaslighting.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that, and I've been thinking about this for the last couple of weeks, that it would be really good to hear you discuss that topic.
Mm-hmm.
With what it is, how it works, and I'm not talking about the high-tech end of it, because I know that happens, but just the gang stalking and that sort of thing, where you really, essentially in the end, you feel like you're losing your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it would be, maybe it would help him understand what happened to him.
Yes.
Your previous caller, and at this point in time, because so many people are being led in so many directions, as you say, I think maybe a show on that topic. I just thought I'd ask you to do that again.
Possibly a show as well, listing all of the government-sponsored anti-terrorist dramas that are all over the place and how it's affecting the average person. And it's all meant to do exactly this, to turn people in, and to get people turning in their relatives. This is intended for this to happen, and it's working. It's actually working.
And that's the thing, why I wanted you to do, you know, maybe talk on that for maybe one show, is because it's happening to so many people now that I see around me, but they have no idea. They would never clue into it.
Yeah.
But I think it would solve a lot of people's problems to bring that issue up again, because it's it's an old issue.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll let somebody else call in, but I just thought I'd say, you know, thank you for everything. Thanks for taking my call, and I will be getting your books at the end of the month. I'm selling a classic 50 amp. 410 to do it.
Okay. And it breaks your heart, I know.
It does. You take care, okay?
Bye now.
Thanks, man.
Now we've got Jennifer in Kansas. Are you there, Jennifer?
Hello.
Hello.
Alan?
Yes.
Hi. I sent you a donation on the 15th of this month through PayPal, and I just wanted to make sure that you got it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure I did. I'll check back and see.
I sent you an email, but I can't trust my email anymore for either sending or receiving, so.
Yes. Yeah, but I'll check back and see. It should be listed there. So, sometimes I get so carried away with what I'm doing here, I can't get in to even check them. And it's maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks I can get back there and look and see. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you, I've been in the process of waking up for about 15 years, but I wish that I had discovered your work long before I did, which was about a year ago, because I think I'd be in a completely different place in my life if I had, because I wouldn't have fallen for a lot of the dumb things that I've fallen for, in all the traps that they set for people that are trying not just to wake up, but are trying to communicate it to other people and trying to do something.
Yeah.
Because I've done nothing but put myself at risk and isolate myself from everybody, and it's done no good at all. It's just, I know I wouldn't have fallen for some of the dumb things I have if I had been listening to you even 2 years ago. I'm just going to say this on the air for the sake of posterity, for so that it's there for people who will listen, because most people, except my mom, is the only person who believes me. I've been being attacked with some kind of weapons for 2 years now that it leaves actual physical marks, burns and puncture marks on my skin.
Yeah.
And if I look at my face under a black light, my whole face looks burnt. Mm-hmm. And I can see a lot of marks on mostly on my legs and butt.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard, well, a couple of times I've heard very distinct voices in my head arguing with my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
One of these times, they hit me so hard in the head, I thought that I was blinded. It actually blinded me temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the time they'll just do something once, just to let me know that they can do it. So then I'm living in fear all of the time, when's the next time they're going to do it?
Yeah.
And it's like this big mind game. It's more of a mind game than anything. And I've known about these weapon systems for about 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't know what this was, I don't think I would even be able to handle it. I don't know what I'd be, I think I'd just lose it.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people do lose it, but there's been too many people. I know some. I've actually visited them who've been attacked by some of this weaponry, and some very good people have come forward, very good, intelligent, well-educated people in this field, and admitted and got government records too, proving that they've been using various kinds of psychotronics and weaponry, testing it out on unsuspecting individuals for many, many years. It's driven them into insane asylums, some of them, because naturally it sounds so crazy, and yet voice-to-skull and other techniques are so advanced, and they've been used on such a big scale. Even now they're using some of this technology. I read about it on the air from major newspapers. They're using it to sell advertising by literally bouncing it right into your head from towers in cities, and that's been passed and accepted by the legal system. So this was stuff they initially tried out on different people and individuals, and then they'd follow you down through your life to see if it did drive you crazy, how you'd cope with it, et cetera, et cetera. And we're all guinea pigs in this type of system, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've even been to several doctors. They look at these marks. They don't have any idea what they are.
Yeah.
But still, to the people around me think, well, oh, you must have some kind of medical condition that they haven't figured out yet. Or,
yeah.
You know, all these excuses for a whole bunch of different things. But anyway,
yeah.
I know what it's like to know something and not know at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was trapped there for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to thank you for all the work that you've done. I know how important you are, and I hope that you're able to keep on doing it. I hope people support you.
Yeah,
so
that's
thank
a good
you.
Thanks for calling. But, yeah, I should remember, too, people can help support me. I keep forgetting to plug myself, so I'll do my shameless self-promotion right now. You look into the website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and you can either buy the stuff I have for sale, or you can help donate. That keeps me going. It's expensive keeping all this going here. And this is a kind of one-man band. And there's really no profit comes out of this. The only thing that comes out of this is knowing that the right thing is being done. That's the only reward there is. And that's enough, really, as long as I can keep feeding myself, basically, and continuing on. That's as far as I see. I don't seek to become big or great or some kind of superstar or build up some big institution behind me. So you can donate if you want to through PayPal and other means, and it's all on my website and how to do it. So now we'll go on to Mike from Kentucky. Are you there, Mike?
Yeah. Hey. Unfortunate what happened to that guy with his grandpa turning him in.
Yep.
But it's even spilling over into popular media that basically a lot of this stuff has been going on.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time. I mean, I've heard about people from decades ago, you know, getting various problems, you know, and being denied due process in the courts. And Boston Legal brought this up because a town in Massachusetts, threatened to secede.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of ironic because there were several secession drafts in different townships in New England that had been very close to passing before September 11th happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually made, you know, some little bit of mainstream news. And, of course, the alternative media covered it quite a bit. But that guy, it's unfortunate what happened to him. It's not something that should happen, but...
It's going to become more and more common.
Well, and I think he needs to realize that, you know, a lot of folks will not be woke up until something like that happens to them.
That's right. Hold on until after this break.
Well, I just wanted to say that if he can't keep his mouth out of the sewer, he can't make a point.
That's right. Back after these messages.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443. Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt cutting through the matrix. We'll try and get the last two callers in, and we'll keep it short if possible. But Brian from Texas, see you there, Brian?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks for taking the call. I was actually calling for the same reason that the caller right before we left off on break, he made a statement, which is actually the reason that I called, which was the first caller that called in that was turned in, recurring theme this evening. I think that something that is a tremendous threat, really, for the community of people that want to spread the truth and are participating in it, because it is very, very difficult, as everyone who's part of it knows. But if the approach is to start off by greatly offending people.
Mm-hmm.
I think it completely invalidates the movement. And then to have your transcript attached to it, it drags you into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of times people that it's like using some sort of a shock mechanism to start off greatly offending people and to do something that's so completely off, so completely socially out of bounds, and then to try to tie in the truth movement to it, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that it couldn't be further from a good approach. I think it's very, very counterproductive, and that's basically the reason I'm calling is to say that, like you said, people are very zombified. There are only a few people out there that will be receptive.
That's right. Understand, today people are getting desperate because we are reaching a crescendo here. It's definitely coming, and some people are trying the shock tactics and hope that at least 2 out of maybe 1,000 will come forward and ask questions. So I understand how it's happening, but we've got to start realizing that society is breaking up into almost two species here: the ones who are alive and who have spirit, and the ones who are the dead and live in television land, and that's where the reality comes from. And it truly is happening. And I keep telling people, and I hear all the time, they've got to start picking their friends very, very carefully. It might mean that they have to move away from the area and start all over again, and even away from their families. That's happening all the time, in fact, with a lot of people. They have to start anew because they'll find that those around them will become their worst enemies and will actually turn them in. And the next thing you know, they'll be on the couch getting shock treatment, and their families
Reich,
will be...
I mean, it's already happened. You know, it's already happened in a lot of folks in their lifetime, certainly in their parents' lifetime.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say as well that I think obviously the intent is good, and he wanted to go out to get the word out, and that's, that in a sense is a noble cause. That's what we all want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to just call and make it as to seem that I'm knocking him, because I certainly applaud the effort, and it's obviously very, very genuine, and it's, I think, a very compassionate gesture as well to try to inform people. But I'd just like to, as you've said, let's keep the call short. I'd like to conclude with, if you would please give advice to folks, including myself, in terms of what are effective ways that we can spread the word? What are effective ways where, like you talked about...
I'll do an actual blurb on that, in fact.
Yeah. Okay.
But thanks for calling.
Because like you said, they have to have the light. There has to be something in there.
Thanks
otherwise...
for calling. Sean, are you there, Sean?
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
I just had a really quick question about donating. Is that through the international money order still, or is I...
You can do international money order, personal check, or through PayPal, yeah.
Oh, you got a PayPal account, right?
It's on the website, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling. That's pretty just perfectly. So be careful out there, that this is a time of separation in many, many ways, and we've got to look after ourselves, too. To continue. So from Hamish, myself, in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Men, are you your